You're listening to KNEL Sports Podcast, where you can enjoy sports from around the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. KNEL is committed to bringing you sports live on 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, and online at KNELradio.com. Hope you enjoy this edition of KNEL Sports Podcast.
Of course, Harper will be batting first. They're the visiting team. On the mound for the punchers, our ace, Kobe Brown. Kobe came in, closed the game out against Johnson City the other night, winning a good ball game at Johnson City. So, Brown takes the ball. 1-0 count. First inning here. Game just getting underway. All right, swing of one ball, one strike on Dalton Brown, the shortstop. Ball hit one hop down the second. McBee couldn't get a grip on it. Brown's going to be safe at first. Ball came off the end of the bat with a bunch of right-handed spin on it. When it hit the ground, it bounced dead left. That's going to bring up Gray Porter, the catcher. Dalton Brown over on first base. Kobe Brown on the mound today. First pitch. Boy, he called that low, but man, that was a good pitch. One ball, no strikes on Gray Porter. Here's a second pitch from Brown. He goes over to first base with it. No play. Brown coming, fires it. Hard hit ball to shortstop. Valdez dove for it. Didn't get it. Ball goes in the center. That's going to put Porter on first. Dalton Brown on second here in the top of the first. With Jackson Davis, the first baseman, coming up to bat. Davis has a good bat. Harper right here, first two batters, Brown faced. Both of them got little hits. Valdez was on that, just missed it by inches. Kobe Brown from the stretch. Fastball, hard bouncer to shortstop. He's going to throw it over the third, get to fourth. Davis is going to make it over the first on a fielder's choice. Dalton Brown is out going to third. And Grayson Porter down on second base. One out here. And that's going to bring up Ethan Crawford, the third baseman. First pitch from Brown. Fastball fouled away. Brown bringing the heat with that fastball there. Runners on first and second. Catcher missed the ball. Ump called it inside. That's going to put Porter down on third base. Davis made it down to second. We got one out here in the top of the first. One ball, one strike to Crawford. Brown from the stretch. Fastball right out over the second baseman. It's going to score one. Are they bringing the other one? Nope. It's going to hold him up at third. Porter's going to score. Crawford slapped it right out over the second baseman's head. Davis stopped at third. Got runners on the corner now. That's going to bring up Bryson Late, second baseman. Late has a good bat, too. So 1-0 real quick here. Fastball fouled away. One to nothing ball game here in the top of the first inning. Oh, and one the count. inside. One and one count. One away here. Runners at the corners, first and third. Fastball. Two balls, one strike on Bryson Lake, the second baseman. Brown, a little low, ball three, 3-1 count. Let's see what he does. Fastball inside, ball four. That's going to load the bases. Got Ethan Crawford at second, Davis over on third, and now Bryson Lake at first. And that is going to bring up Zane Schubert, the left fielder, for the Harper Longhorns, rallying right here in the top of the first inning. With a 1-0 lead, one out, bases loaded. See if Brown can pitch himself out of this one. Fastball, strike called. Schubert standing there looking at some heat come across the inside corner there. Brown from the stretch, on it home. Low, ball one. Boy, that looked good. One and one count, one out, bases loaded. Ball hit. Right to the shortstop, over to second, got the first, nothing there. That's Davis is going to score from third base. Got the force at second. That's going to move Crawford over to third base. Schubert safe at first. Two outs. Strike called on number 15, Colton Porter, the center fielder. Outside corner with a curveball there. Two down, runners at the corner, 2-0 ball game. Ball hits right up to the pitcher. He turns, fires it over to Walford for the third out. So after a third of the inning here, 2-0 ball game, Harper on top. We'll be back here in a minute, 30 seconds.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers. Hofstadter Petroleum is a new wholesale distributor in Brady, offering a wide range of lubricants and petroleum products to make your everyday jobs easier and to help maintain and preserve your valuable equipment. Hofstadter Petroleum can supply all your needs for oils, diesel and auto transmission fluids, and new synthetics, hydraulic grease, parts cleaners, and DEF exhaust fluid. Hofstadter is also a direct distributor for Prestone antifreeze in quarts, gallons, drums, and totes. They also have pumps. To find out more about the quality products Hofstadter Petroleum has available to you, call Jimmy at Hofstadter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656.
95.3 KNEL.
All right, Harper scores two in the top of the first inning. Brown still got out some jam there at the end. Two outs, bases loaded. Stepping up the bat for the Mason Punchers is second baseman Cody McBee. On deck, Spencer Morris, the left fielder, and in the hole is Ivan Wofford playing first base. McBee, good leadoff batter. Here we go. Newt Earhart on the mound for the Longhorns. Fouled away, strike one. No balls, one strike on Cody Matbee here in the bottom of the first inning. Harper jumped out to a 2-0 lead here. Fly ball up in the infield, shortstop waving everybody off. He makes the catch, and that's out number one. Matbee pops up in the infield. Brings up Spencer Morris, batting second. Spencer been playing left field all year. One away here, bottom of the first. Earhart fires it in there a little low, ball one. One ball, no strikes on Spencer Morris. That's a high hit infield. The catcher's going to make a play on it. No play on the ball. That'll even up the count, one and one. I'd thank the Mason Bank and the Willow Creek Cafe today for sponsoring this ball game here in Mason. Harper Longhorns coming to town. District action here against the Mason Hunters. Morris with a 1-1 count, one out, bottom of the first inning, 2-0 ball game, Harper on top. Strike two across the outside corner. Good-looking pitch. Looked like Morris was just going to take it the whole way. Good little hit ball over second base. Morris is going to get to first and hold up there with a nice little Texas League single. Bringing up the first baseman now, Ivan Wofford. Ivan's sort of a utility player. He plays the infield, plays the outfield. I've seen him pitch. His brother is pitching for Texas State at San Marcos. Otto Wofford did a good job up there. Earhart throws it over the first. Morris is going to come in the second. He didn't need to slide, but he did. Morris is safe down at second base. Pitcher tried to pick him off over at first. Threw the ball in the ground. First baseman missed it. Morris gets down to second here in the bottom of the first inning. One out. Pitch is low. Ball one. Newt Earhart on the mound, looking at Morris down on second. Here he comes home. He hits Wofford in the back. Wofford's going to get to go to first. Morris is hanging out at second, and that brings up a designated hitter, Blake Lewis. Blake's got a good bat on him. One out, runners at first and second here in the bottom of the second inning. Earhart fires it in low, ball one. A as the ball hit down to third base. Third baseman knocked it down, didn't make the play, and that's going to load up the bases. Morris made it to third. Wofford's down to second, and Blake Lewis is on first base with our center fielder, Ryan Todd, stepping up the bat. One out here, bottom of the first with bases loaded. Here you go, rally time, coming back here in the bottom of the first inning. Earhart facing Todd. He's coming from a full windup. Fastball right down the middle of the plate for strike one. He let that one come on home right there. Nothing but heat. Outside, 1-1 count. Center fielder Ryan Todd. Bases loaded, one away here at bottom of the first. Swing and a miss. Boy, it was low and outside, and he went for it. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Fastball outside, 2-2. Got Lewis down on first, Wofford at second, Morris over at third with one out here, Todd up the bat. Hunter's trailing 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Earhart, full windup. Nice little hit, it's going to go foul down right field line. Out of play. Todd got his bat on it, a little late. Well, the way the wind's blowing today, I would seriously doubt you'd see any home runs. There's a good hit ball out in right field. Right fielder slipped on the wet grass, fell down. Here comes one puncher in. Here comes another one. Wofford's coming on in home. He's going to be a play. Nope, he's safe. Todd gets a stand-up double. Morris come in to score. Wofford scored from second. Todd got a double, and Lewis is standing up over there on third base. One out. It's a tied game right now, 2-2. And Wyatt Rowe, the third baseman, steps up the bat. Rowe pitched a great game against Johnson City the other day. Runners now at second and third. One out. Curveball strike called. Good curveball right there. Well, that ball was hit out to right field, and he was making a play, and the field was wet, and he slipped. Oh, inside, another curveball. 1-1 count. Ball hit him in the hand. It's going to give Rowe first base. That's going to load up the bases. Bringing up Jose Valdez, shortstop. Jose needs to shine right here. Bases loaded, one out here, bottom of the first. Jose Valdez up. One out. Earhart on the mound for Harper. Throws it real hard. From the windup. Fastball fouled away by Jose Valdez. Little late on the swing, but he got a piece of it. No balls, one strike, one out. Curveball hit hard out in the left field. We got one coming around. That's going to score Lewis. Blake Lewis gets in. That's going to keep the bases loaded. Valdez over at first. Wyatt Rose down at second. Todd standing at third. Bases loaded. One out. And that brings up Ty Spencer, our catcher. Ty Spencer up the bat with one out. Bases loaded. Get you one out here. Take a two or three run lead going up here to second. Earhart from the windup. Fastball high and away. Ball one. Boy, the wind is blowing straight in here from left field. Outside corner, strike called. One and one count. Once you're looking at it. Comes the pitch. In the dirt. Set your run it down. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. On Ty Spencer. Tyler Smith on deck. Cody Mackby in the hole. Two balls, one strike, one out. Low, three and one count. A little low in the dirt. Bases loaded here, one out. Bottom of the first inning, 3-2 ball game. Punchers on top here. The windup, Earhart. Fastball coming. Fastball down the plate. Strike two called. Spencer was taken all the way. It was there. 3-2. One away. Here comes Earhart from the windup. Outside, ball four. He's going to walk Spencer, and that's going to bring in Ryan Todd. That's going to move him around. White Roll be over on third. Valdez at second. Spencer at first. And that brings up our right fielder, Tyler Smith. Coach is having a talk to the pitcher. Let's just talk about this for a minute. If you haven't ate at Wilbur Creek, it's time to get over here. Wilbur Creek Cafe is home-style cooking at its best. This is Friday night. Everybody listen to me. Go up there and visit Angela. Buy your supper tonight at Wilbur Creek Cafe. If you're looking for a new car to buy, Heart of Texas Ford and Brady, John Revis, them are giving cars away. All you need to do is go over there and talk to John Revis. Tell him Jimmy told you to get over there and visit John, and every deal will come straight from the heart. Heart of Texas Ford. But if you need to borrow any money, you need to go to Mason Bank. Jay Tedder and them people down there loan everybody money. Mason Bank in Mason, Texas is the place to go to do your banking. All right. Ball game back underway. Boy, that was a low and end of ball zone, but that one was called a strike there. First questionable call I've had this evening. Second pitch. Curveball low. Good breaking ball, just low in the dirt. 1-1 count on Tyler Smith. Hunters with a 4-2 lead here in the bottom of the first. Earhart still on the mound for the Longhorn. On the windup, bases loaded, one out here. Swing and a miss. He took a good cut at that one. One ball, two strikes on Tyler Smith, playing right field today for the Bunchers. One and two count. Here comes a pitch from Earhart. Ball hit hard down third base line, barely foul. He's got around on that one pretty quick. One ball, two strikes. Tyler Smith, the batter for the Punchers. Cody McBee on deck. One away here, bottom of the first inning. Waited on the curve, another foul ball. He waited on the curve, got the bat on it, a little early foul ball. Earhart from the windup. Fastball, strike three called on the corner. He was watching. It was there. That was a good pitch right there. Out number two. It's going to bring up the top of the order. Cody McBee, two outs, bases loaded. Punchers have rallied here in the bottom of the first. Got four runs scored. Bases loaded. Two outs. Need a hit right here. First pitch, Matt B took a good cut at it, fouled it away. No balls, one strike to Cody Matt B, second baseman for your Mason Punchers today. Here comes a pitch, Mearhart curveball over his head. Throwed it at the batter, and it never broke. One and one count. Two away here in the bottom of the first. Bases loaded. Punchers score four here in the bottom of the first inning. Low. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. To pitch from Earhart. Outside. Oh, he called that a strike. Oh! Comes a pitch. Good little hit out in center field. Center fielder getting there. He got there and made the catch for the third out. But Punchers rally. Score four in the bottom of the first. We'll go back to station, be back here in a minute 30.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
All hat and no cattle.
The folks at Nine Bar Land and Cattle are a different breed of realtors. They are ranchers. They sell ranches. They know the hill country, the land, the lenders, the pros you need to run a ranch. When you go to buy your ranch, be sure your realtors aren't all hat and no cattle. On the web at WeSellRanchLand.com.
All hat and no cattle ain't gonna get it done.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking two or three meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. Takeout available.
95.3 KNEL.
Boy, just in time, stepping up for the Longhorns is the pitcher, Newt Earhart. He's facing Kobe Brown on the mound today. Strike one called right there in the inside corner. Good little breaking ball. Pitcher facing pitcher here. Low ball one. One ball, one strike on Newt Earhart. Inside corner, strike two. That was there. It was in the corner. I am standing up here in the... Oh, strike three with another breaking ball right there. Got him looking. That looked like it was going to hit him. He waited, it broke across the plate. Brown gets his first strikeout. That's going to bring up number one, designated hitter Walker Green for the Longhorns. Good hit out in center field. Todd puts the glove underneath it on one hop. That's going to put Walker Green on first base with a nice hit right there. Should bring up number 18 is Dalton Brown. Throws a bunny, he pops it up. Rowe makes a diving catch on a foul ball. For the out. That's going to leave Green over on first base. Two outs now. That's going to bring up Gray Porter, the catcher. Two outs here in the top of the second. Fastball. Oh, they're going to get him. Almost got him back at first. One ball, no strikes. The catcher, Porter. Popped up. Nobody can make a play on it. He's going to be safe at first. That was a weird-looking little pop-up pitcher. Couldn't get there. Second baseman was playing deep. That's going to bring up Jackson Davis. Davis plays first base. Runners at first and second, two outs. Foul away. One strike. First baseman Jackson Davis from Harper. Brown from the stretch. Inside, one and one count. Brown has some speed on his fastball, and he's got a changeup, a good breaking ball, and a slider that works real good. When he has it working, he's tough to hit again. There's a ball hit down to third base. He bobbles it, fires it to second. He's safe at second. That's going to load up the bases. That is going to bring up Ethan Crawford playing third base. Base is loaded with two outs. These are nice little ground balls. The water on the grass or something. That's a strike outside corner. The wet grass has caused them not to bounce right. They're just kind of skipping, and they're hard to feel. They just mishandled some good ground balls. Low, ball one. One ball, one strike to Ethan Crawford, third baseman. That fastball. He crushed it. Left field, foul ball. Turned on that. Fastball. Oh, he didn't give him the call. In this announcer's box, I stand right behind the plate up there. There's one foul ball hit hard. Man, you can see the corners. The other day at Johnson City, the umpire was calling the with if a right-handed batter's batting, he's calling the outside corner out there about 8 or 10 inches outside the plate. Strike three, swing and a miss. He retires the side right there. No run scored. Oh, after an inning and a third, Puncher's still on top, 4-2. We'll be back here in a minute 30. I don't know if we're still live. I don't hear anything playing. But be back here in about a minute. So that's going to bring up Spencer Morris. Bottom of the second inning here. Foul ball, strike one. Ball hit down to third base. Third baseman fields it, fires it over. He gets him at first base. Morris was running it out. Morris grounded out. That's going to bring up Ivan Walford. Ivan Walford playing first base today. Strike inside corner. Comes a pitch, Mearhart. Low ball one. One and one count. Outside. Oh, he called that on the corner. That was outside. Wow. Strike three called. Oh, and that's going to bring up Blake Lewis, designated hitter. Lewis scored a run in the first inning. There's a good hit ball, real high. Second baseman's getting under it. When that was hard to catch, Lewis pops out for the third out. That is going to retire the side, and after two complete innings, punchers four. Chunks are Harper Longhorns two. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
Lehmberg Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third-generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at lehmbergrealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lehmberg Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
95.3 KNEL.
Bryson Lake just steps up to bat. High pop-up infield. Jose Valdez called everybody off and made the catch. So out number one, second baseman Bryson Lake. That's going to bring up Zane Schubert, left fielder. Number 16, Zane Schubert up to bat. Still got Kobe Brown on the mound. Inside corner, nope, ball one. Ball's going to hit him. He's going to get to go to first. Ball hit him in the leg. That's going to bring up Colton Porter playing center field. Got one out, runner on first base. Open Porter takes a ball outside. There's a hard hit ball out in the right field. Smith on it. He makes the catch. Hard hit to first base. Throws it away. He's going down to second. Walker's going to fire it down there. Overthrows everybody there. Two bad overthrows. So Colton Porter flied out, put a second out. They're going to sneak Schubert down to second base. That's going to bring up the pitcher, Newt Earhart. Fouled away, strike one. Good swing by Newt Earhart pitching today for the Harper Longhorn. Kobe Brown working from the stretch. There's another good fastball fouled away, strike two. runner on second base here. Strike three, swinging. That's out number three to retire the side. So we'll be back here in a minute 30.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
The all-new Ford F-150, designed to be the toughest F-150 ever. This is what happens when you merge muscle with intelligence, a beast with brains. With a tough, military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame, with new tech to help you work smarter and harder. Find out more at heartoftexasford.com. That's heartoftexasford.com. The Ford F-150 at heartoftexasford.com, where every deal comes straight from the heart.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair.
95.3 KNEL.
Here we go, bottom of the third. Ryan Todd, center fielder, up the bat. Good hard hit. One hopper to shortstop. Throwed it in the dirt. He's going to call him safe at first. Pulled him off the bag. Ryan Todd ran it out. Throw pulled the first baseman off the bag a little bit. And that's going to bring up Wyatt Rowe. Wyatt Rowe, second time up the bat. Bottom of the third inning. Punchers leading 4-2. Over the first place team in the district, Harper Longhorns. Lowe fouls it away. Strike one. Earhart. Throws it over the first. Everybody say Todd. Over on first base, kind of taking a rather big lead. Pitcher tries to keep him confused and closer to the bag over there. Wide row up. No balls, one strike. Fouled away. Todd was running. Ball was right down the middle of the strike zone. Wyatt Rowe had to take a cut at it. Makes it 0-2. No outs here in the bottom of the third inning. Ryan Todd on first base. Last ball on the corner, strike three called. That's going to bring up Jose Valdez and shortstop for the Punchers. Earhart from the stretch. Fires it home. Valdez puts the bat on it, knocks it out of play. Foul ball. outside for a ball. Safe in at second. There was a play made. Todd beat it. We're going to have a ball and a strike on Valdez. 1-1 count. One away here. Todd down on second base now. Bottom of the third inning. Oh, sit down third baseline. Little short. Pitcher slid down, feeling it. That's what I was saying. Field's a little slick. Valdez is going to be safe down there at first. And that's going to scoot Todd over to third base. One out here in the bottom of third inning. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Ty Spencer. Hunters need to pick up some more runs right here. Runner's on the corner. Catcher Ty Spencer at bat. Dear Hart fires it over the first base. Nothing there. Todd at third. Valdez at first. Earhart from the stretch. Swing and a miss. Spencer way behind on that one. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Pitcher acts like he's going to throw it to third. Goes back toward first and just hangs on to it. Bottom of the third inning here, 4-2 ball game. Hunter's leading the way here today. Well, the runner's going down to second. Valdez is safe. A strike is called to Spencer. No balls, two strikes on Ty Spencer. Valdez at second. We got Todd at third. One out here in the bottom of the third. 0-2 count to Ty Spencer, the catcher. Got the bat on the ball there. Shortstop over the first. We got Todd safe coming home. Todd scored from there. That gives Valdez a chance to get over to third. Spencer grounds out for the second out, but Puncher score one. That's going to bring up Tyler Smith, right fielder today for the punchers. But two outs, runner on third. Here comes the pitch. Ball hit down first and second. Second baseman has it, drops it, loses it, and Jose Valdez scores. That's what we're talking about. That's going to bring up the top of the order. Cody McBee. Two outs here in the bottom of third. 5-2 ball game. Hunter's on top here. Bottom of the third inning. Inside ball. Smith's going down there second. No play. Tyler stands up at second base, two outs here in the bottom of the third inning. 6-2 ball game. Matt B. Outside corner, you won't call it. One ball, one strike. High. Ball two. Clay May down at second. Pitcher turned, throwed it to shortstop. Not close. Smith was standing on the bag. Cody McBee, two balls, one strike with two outs here. Smith down on second base. Bottom of the third inning here. Punchers leading 6-2. Foul ball. McBee took a good cut at it. And they're a little jumpy in the press box. Two pitch. Matt B. got by the pitcher. Second baseman can't get there. Smith's going to round the bag. Tyler's going to hustle in here. He scores. Tyler Smith scores a run. Bottom of the third. Little rally time going here. Matt B. safe over at first. And that's going to bring up left fielder Spencer Morse. Seven to two, bottom of the 13. Punchers on top, 7-2 here. Fastball, good cut, foul ball. Out in the right, over out of play out in the right field. Two outs here in the bottom of the 13. Punchers find a way to score 3 so far. Strike 2 called. Boy, the wind is blowing straight out of left field to home. Curveball, strike 3 called. That's going to retire the side, but Mason comes up with 3 runs here in the bottom of the third. Take a 7-2 lead, and we'll be back here in a minute 30.
Hofstetter Petroleum is a new wholesale distributor in Brady, offering a wide range of lubricants and petroleum products to make your everyday jobs easier and to help maintain and preserve your valuable equipment. Hofstetter Petroleum can supply all your needs for oils, diesel and auto transmission fluids, and new synthetics, hydraulic grease, parts cleaners, and DEF exhaust fluid. Hofstetter is also a direct distributor for Prestone antifreeze in quarts, gallons, drums, and totes. They also have pumps. To find out more about the quality products Hofstetter Petroleum has available to you, call Jimmy at Hofstetter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student-athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
95.3 KNEL.
All right, top of the fourth inning here. Punchers leading the way today, 7-2 ball game. Mason scoring 4 in the first and 3 in the third. Leading the way right now for Harper is number 1, Walker Green, the designated hitter. Kobe Brown still on the mound for the Punchers. Inside corner, no, he didn't call it ball 1. Boy, that looked good. Brown is good about throwing it inside on that corner. Same pitch, foul ball, 1-1 count. One ball, one strike here in the top of the fourth inning. Low. Two balls, one strike on Walker Green. There's the ball hit down the third baseman. White Rowe missed it. Valdez backed him up. Green's going to be safe over at first. And that should bring up number 18, Dalton Brown, shortstop for the Harper Longhorns. Green over at first base. Kobe Brown on the mound today for the punters. His expressions never change. High ball hit out in the center field. Rowe drops in on it, catches it for out number one. You'd never know if Kobe was ahead on a count, ahead in the game, behind or nothing. His facial expressions never change. That's going to bring up Gray Porter. He's a catcher for the Harper Longhorns. Green over at first base, one away here. Low, ball one. From the stretch, Colton Brown looking at Green over at first. Fires the end, foul ball. One ball, one strike on the catcher, Gray Porter. Fastball, hard hit ball out in the left field. Morris comes in on it, makes the catch. Throws it in to Valdez. What a catch. Morris had to dive for it. He skinned his arm and got wet there. Second out, top of the fourth inning here. Walker Green still over at first base, and that's going to bring up Jackson Davis, the first baseman. Davis, been on base both times, scored a run. Brown, two away here, top of the fourth inning. Fastball, good, hard hit ball. Morris goes back. That ball is, no, it hit the fence. He thought it was gone. Morris thought it was out of the park. That ball hit the fence. That's going to put Davis over on first and bring, let's see, Green all the way around the third base with two outs here, runner second and third. And that brings up Ethan Crawford, third baseman. Strike called outside corner. Brown just throwing the heat. Another one right there, strike two. Two exact pitches, two fastballs. That's where he's been throwing. Hadn't seen him throw curve here and there. Inside. Boy, he thought about it. Ball one. Boy, that was close. One ball, two strikes on Ethan Crawford. Top of the fourth inning. Runners at second, third, two out. Fastball, ball hit down the third baseman. He couldn't get the glove on it. Shortstop backed him up, but that's going to score Green. That's going to put runners on the corners now, first and third. That is bringing up Bryson Late, second baseman. That ball hits the shortstop. He pitches it second for the out. Retires the side. But Harper picks up one run here in the top of the fourth. Scores. Mason 7, Harper 3. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country, and the only thing better than listening to Texas Rangers on 1490 Cannon Hill AM is being there at Globe Life Field to watch them in person, and that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNEL and Bierman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be for tickets to see the Rangers take on the Baltimore Orioles on April 17th and 18th. We'll have that drawing on Wednesday, April 14th between 8 and 9 during the KNEL morning program. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Bierman Smoke Meats, 1701 South Bridge Street. You can also call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at knel@airmail.net. Texas Rangers Baseball has a home in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country on Oldies 1490 KNEL AM.
Here's your 95.3 Real Country weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 45 tonight under cloudy skies, northerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers, highs level off around 58. Overcast skies again tomorrow night, lows level off around 44. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
95.3 KNEL.
Ivan Walford up the bat, fouls it away on the first pitch. We're in the bottom of the third inning, 7-3 ball game. Mason Punchers on the top here, leading by four in the bottom of the fourth. Ivan Walford playing first base today. No balls, one strike. Outside corner, strike two called. Newt Earhart's been on the mound from the beginning of the game for Harper. Still throwing the ball good. Outside and low. Ball one. One ball, two strikes on Ivan Walford, the first baseman for the Mason Punchers. Curveball, strike three called. It was a good pitch. Walford got caught looking at one coming at him. He backed up and broke across the plate. That's going to bring up our DH, Blake Lewis. Lewis has scored a run, been on base both times. One out here in bottom of the fourth. Hunter's leading 7-3. Outside, one ball, no strikes, Blake Lewis. Harper coming in here today, undefeated in district play. Here comes a pitch from the windup, Earhart. Fastball hit out in the shallow left center. Lewis is going to round the bag. Hang up there at first base. Blake Lewis starting it off with a single, and that's going to bring up center fielder Ryan Todd. Todd scored two runs so far in the game. He batted twice, got on base, and scored two runs. We got one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Lewis on first. Earhart still on the mound for the Longhorns. Fastball, swing and a miss. Todd took a good cut at it. And it's a cool evening in Mason, Texas, Friday evening on the 16th of April. Fastball, swing a foul. No balls, two strikes on Ryan Todd. Earhart up on top, 0-2 here in the bottom of the fourth. Lewis over on first base. Looks like Lewis is going. They're going to make a play at second. He's safe at second. We got one ball, two strikes on Ryan Todd. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. One ball, two strikes. infield fly, shortstop's under it, he makes the catch. That's for out number two. That is going to bring up Wyatt Rowe, third baseman. Runner down at second base is Blake Lewis. Bottom of the fourth inning, two outs. 7-3 ball game here. Hunters leading from the bottom of the first home. Rowe, strike called. Sometimes you think you get these umpires figured out and they're, you know, calling them outside a little bit. Same for everybody. Strike two, curveball on the road. Sometimes they just start, they call them a little low. I'll just say that. There's been a couple of strikes called here lately that were way low. They'll make a play down at second, nothing there. I'd like to thank Lindbergh Realty, the Commercial Bank, Mason Building Supply, Hill Country Collision Repair, Luke Cheese Cars and Trucks, the Mason Puncher Club, of course, Hofstetter Oil over in Brady, a wholesale oil distributorship that sponsors the Cowgirls and the Punchers. Wide row, no balls, two strikes, two away here in the bottom of the fourth. So, little bouncer, pitcher's going to make a play on it, throws it over the first, they get him for the third out. That is going to be the end of four innings, and after four innings of play, Puncher 7, Harper Longhorns 3. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking two or three meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. Takeout available.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair.
Texas' leading outdoor radio program, Texas Outdoor News, can now be heard on 95.3 KNDL FM every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Texas Outdoor News is an hour of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Each week, the program offers timely interviews with expert hunters, anglers, industry, and political leaders from around the state and around the nation, plus a weekly best bets for fishing, hunting, and more. Tune in for Texas Outdoor News, Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on 95.3 KNDL FM.
95.3 KNEL.
All right. Top of the fifth inning. Zane Schubert, left fielder, up the bat. How that didn't hit him, I'll never know, but it didn't. That was a wild-looking pitch right there. There's one going to go foul. Yes, it does. One and one count. Left fielder Schubert up the bat. First pitch Kobe threw a while ago was behind the batter. And so he stepped inside the plate to keep it from hitting him in the back somehow. Brown got away from him. Hadn't seen throw a pitch like that. One and one count. There's a fastball. Catcher fields it, fires it to first. They get him. Good play right there by the catcher. Dribbled off the front. Barely in there anywhere. He grabs it, throws him out. That's going to bring up Colton Porter playing center field. top of the fifth inning here. Punchers on top, 7-3. Looking for a district win here. Pitch from Brown. Fastball, strike called. Pretty pitch. Yeah, Harper coming here undefeated, 6-0. Punchers and Johnson City both 4-2. Ball hit hard to third base. Rowe fields it. Throws it over the first, route number two. That is going to bring up number four. That is Nate Earhart, the pitcher. Outside, ball one. Somebody over in the girls' game for Mason just hit a home run. Ball hit on the ground. Valdez fields it, fires it over the first, and they get him for the third out. What a play by Valdez. And that 1-2-3 will be back here in minute 30 seconds.
With 900 subscribers, the KNELradio.com Daily News is a summary of local news, events, sports, and obituaries from across the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country, delivered free to your email inbox each weekday morning. It takes just seconds to sign up. Click the KNEL Daily News tab on the left side of the KNEL homepage. That's KNELradio.com Daily News from the folks that you trust right here at KNEL.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
95.3 KNEL.
All right, stepping up for the punchers is Jose Valdez, playing shortstop today. He made a great play just a while ago to get that third out. Valdez, third time up the bat today. Earhart still on the mound for Harper. Curveball in the dirt, ball one. Fastball. He got a piece of that one. Hit high out in right field. It went foul. I think Valdez turned the corner. Hurt himself or something there. No, he didn't hurt himself, but he kind of stumbled or something. Foul ball. One ball, one strike. Wind blew that from halfway out in right field all the way across the foul line. It was hit pretty high anyway, but wind was really blowing that back out. Oh, he called that a strike. You be careful going back down. One ball, two strikes on Valdez here, bottom of the fifth inning. Punchers leading the way, 7-3. Foul ball.
Bye, Emma Kate.
granddaughter just paid me a visit up here. I'd like to tip my hat to Jason and his family, Porter, up in Newburgh, Oregon, listening in today to Puncher Baseball. There's another foul ball hit. Valdez fighting off the fastball. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, the Porters were down here in Texas about 3 weeks ago looking for some property, and they've decided to move from Portland, Oregon down to Texas. Outside ball. He's got a daughter playing college softball, and he's got another one playing high school softball. They're both real good ball players. Oh, over his head. That's going to make it a full count here, 3-2. Full count. Bottom of the fifth inning here. High, ball four. Valdez is going to take a base on ball. Bring up the catcher, Ty Spencer. Seven to three ball game. Pitcher steps back off the mound. Play over at first. Pitcher tries to pick him off. No good. Valdez in there on his belly. Hand stretched out, touching the bag. Oh, no count here on Spencer. Ball goes back down. They're going to call a strike on Spencer. He missed the bunt. Try to get Valdez over at first again. So he's keeping him close by the bag. No balls, one strike. Catcher Spencer. Inside, ball one. Outside corner, strike two called. One ball, two strikes. No outs. Valdez on first base. Ball hits him. That's going to move him down to first base with the hit pitch. Move Valdez down to second base. No outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That's going to bring up the right fielder, Tyler Smith. Tyler Smith up the bat. No outs here, bottom of the fifth inning. Runners at first and second. Inside. Smith had to duck that one. Ball one. Earhart from the stretch. Fires it home right over second base. Second baseman tags the bags. Smith beats out the run. Valdez gets over to third. Force out. Got Spencer for out number one. Tyler Smith's going to be safe over at first on a fielder's choice with Cody Mackby up to bat, second baseman for the punchers. Cody Mackby, one out here, bottom of the fifth. Good hit right there. High in the right field. The ball's ripping. Valdez tags up on third. He's going to score. Matt B gets a sack fly there. Did a second out. Tyler Smith stays at first. And that's going to bring up Spencer Morse. The 3 ball game. Low, ball one. Outside corner, strike call. Strike two, swing and a miss. Morris takes a big cut at that one. A foul ball, out of play. One ball, two strikes. On the left fielder, Spencer Morse. Punchers. Got to get one more here in the bottom of the fifth to take an 8-3 lead. Smith taking a good lead over there at first base. Earhart fires it in. Ball. Should be a 2-2 count. Third ball, swinging a miss, strike three, third out. Bottom of the fifth, punchers ahead, 8-3. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
Landmark Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at LanebergRealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Landmark Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
Strike, swinging, two strikes on Walker Green, the designated hitter. 8-3 ball game here in the top of the sixth. Kobe Brown still on the mound for the punchers today. There's a ball hit. It's going to be out of play down the right field line, out of play. 8-3 ball game here, top of the sixth inning. Hunter territory over here in Mason, Texas, the senior. There's a hard hit ball out in the left center over the shortstop's head. Green on base, safe at first. Good hit. That's going to bring up number 18, Dalton Brown. Top of the sixth inning here, no outs, runner on first. Shortstop Brown at bat. Kobe Brown still on the mound. Hunters, there goes the ball, hit down the shortstop. He's over to second with it. They get to force at second. Brown's going to be safe at first. Designated hitter Walker Green out. And then he's going to bring up number 17. Gray Porter, the catcher. One out here in the top of the sixth. Kobe Brown pitching a good game over the first base with the throw. No play. Fastball. Over second baseman, slicing in the right field. Shortstop cuts the ball off, and that is going to put Dalton Brown over on third base. Catcher Gray Porter is going to get a good single there. He's one out here in the top of the sixth. Runners on the corner now. That's going to bring up Jackson Davis, the first baseman. Fastball fouled away. It's a little cool in the press box tonight, today. Runners at the corners here, top of the sixth inning, one out. Oh, there was an off-speed changeup. He hadn't thrown that pitch all day. Good-looking pitch. No balls, two strikes to Jackson Davis. Brown on the mound. Fastball right to shortstop. Over to second. Turn one. Did they get the other one? They missed the second one. And the runner's going to score. That's going to bring Brown in. We got the force at second. For the second out, Davis is going to be safe at first. Bring up third baseman, Ethan Crawford. Eight to four ball game. Strike. Nope, he didn't call it. He called that pitch 15 times in this game. There's a ball. There's a good hit. Batten's way out and left. Can Morris get there? He didn't, and it bounced over the fence. Morris stretched out, dove, landed on his chest. Came about a foot from catching the ball. That's going to put Clark or Crawford on second base with a double, and that will move Davis all the way around the third. He'll hold up there because it bounced over the fence, and bring up number 20, Bryson Lake, the second baseman. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Longhorns have runners at second, third. Comes the first pitch from Brown. Little blooper, second baseman might be underneath it for the third out. But the Longhorns sneak in one, make it an 8-4 ball game. Mason leading, and we'll be back here in a minute 30.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
Newt down. They brought somebody else in. Swapped some guys around different positions. First batter up for Punchers is going to be first baseman Ivan Wofford. On deck will be the designated hitter Blake Lewis, and then Ryan Todd, center fielder, batting in the cleanup position today. Punchers on top here, going into the bottom of the sixth, leading 8-4. Those people have blankets right there. That's what we need, is a blanket. They are. Ivan Wofford up the bat. First pitch from Crawford. Outside, ball one. On the windup, Ethan Crawford. Fastball hit foul ball. Out of play in the right field. 1-1 count here on Ivan Wofford. Wofford from the windup. Inside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Fastball low and outside, ball three, 3-1 count. Designated hitter Blake Lewis on deck. Mason with a 4-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth, 8-4. District action. Harper come in here undefeated in district, 6-0. Mason in here at 4-2. Foul ball. Full count. 3-2. Count. Fastball hit right by the pitcher over second base. He fields it. He's on game. Shortstop made the play on Wofford for out number one. going to bring up Blake Lewis. Lewis has batted. This will be his fourth time to bat. He's been on base twice, scored a run. One out here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Wouldn't hurt to score a couple more here. Crawford from the windup. Fastball low. Ball one. Here comes the pitch. High, ball two. Fouled away, 2-1, two balls, one strike on Blake Lewis. One out here, bottom of the sixth inning. Hunters with a four-run lead, 8-4. Swing and a miss. Even count. Two balls, two strikes. Lewis took a good cut at that one. A little behind it. Crawford from the windup. Fires it in low. Just did a full count. 3-2 count. Full count. One away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fastball, strike three called. Out number two. And that is going to bring up the center fielder, Ryan Todd. Todd has scored twice, been on base three times. Fourth time up the bat. First pitch from Crawford coming to Todd. Ball hit out in the right field. It's kind of leaking over in the side. First baseman missed it. Foul ball. Ball just kind of kept drifting further and further right. Ball hit him in the helmet. Hit right top of the helmet. That's going to bring up third baseman Wyatt Rowe. The batter ducked. Still hit him in his helmet. Third baseman, Wyatt Rowe up the bat. Two outs, runner on first. Outside corner, strike called. On the stretch. Low in the dirt, Todd's headed down to second base. He's going to stand up down there. That's going to even up the count to Wyatt Rowe with one ball, one strike. And Crawford on the mound for Harper. Newt Earhart pitched first five innings. puncher's bat stayed alive. I'd like to thank the Mason Bank, the Willow Creek Cafe, Nine Bar Landing, Cattle, Heart of Texas Ford, Lindbergh Realty, the Commercial Bank, Mason Building Supply, Hill Country Collision Repair, Lupchi's GM Cars and Trucks, the Mason Puncher Club, and Hofstetter Oil Company for sponsoring today's game. One ball, one strike on wide throw. Two outs here. Todd down on second base for the punchers. Looking to see if they can score another run or two. Outside ball. Two balls, one strike on the row. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 count. Fastball right down the middle. Rowe was a little behind. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning here. High, full count. Full count pitch. Outside. Oh, he called a strike there. Holy smokes. That is going to retire the side. Puncher's still with a four-run lead, so Harper's got to go ahead in the top of the seventh here. Mason don't have to bat the bottom of the seventh. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
The all-new Ford F-150 designed to be the toughest F-150 ever. This is what happens when you merge muscle with intelligence, a beast with brains. With a tough, military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame, with new tech to help you work smarter and harder. Find out more at heartoftexasford.com. That's heartoftexasford.com. The Ford F-150 at heartoftexasford.com, where every deal comes straight from the heart.
Okay, so coming up to bat for Harper here in the top of the seventh is going to be the left fielder, Zane Schubert. Puncher's with a four-run lead here, so if they can hold on to this, shut them down here, they don't have to bat in the seventh inning. Kobe Brown still on the mound trying to complete the game here for the Puncher's today. Ball hit hard. Second baseman makes a play on it. Fires it to first. They called him safe at first. And it was close. But I think he was safe myself. Schubert safe at first, and that's going to bring up Colton Porter playing center field. No outs here. Top of the seventh inning. Brown goes back over to first.
Hey, guy, wipe off the bag!
Inside, ball one. Center fielder, Colton Porter. There's a ball hit right to second. Over to shortstop. Shortstop tagged him and missed the ball. Made the play and missed the tag. That's going to put Schubert safe down at second and Porter safe at first. And that's going to bring up number four, Newt Earhart. No outs here. So it'll pop up out to second base. Matt B's under it, makes the play on it for out number one. And that's going to bring up the designated hitter, Walker Green. One out, runners at first and second. Got Schubert down at second and got Davis over there at first. Strike called. First pitch to Green. Inside corner. One out here, top of the seventh. Brown fires one. Matt B makes the play on it. Second. Over to shortstop. He guns it. Doesn't get him. That's going to be two outs. Force it second. Schubert's going to be safe over at third. That's going to bring up number 18, shortstop Dalton Brown. Runner at third, runner at first, two outs. Brown takes the ball in the first one. Runner's on the corner. Strike called. Beautiful pitch right there. One and one count. Two outs here, top of the seventh inning. Punchers with a four-run lead here. Runners on the corner, though, at first and third. Another ball hit to the third baseman. He's going to throw it over the first base. That's your ball game right there. Harper Longhorns go down here in Mason today. 8-4. Punchers winning the ball game. They don't have to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. Punchers make it that much tighter in the district. We will see you next week. I'm going back to radio station. Punchers win 8-4.
Thanks for listening to KNEL Sports Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed your podcast today. For a live broadcast of KNEL Sports, listen to 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, or KNELradio.com. Or to make it simple, just ask Alexa to play KNEL FM or KNEL AM. Or find KNEL 95.3 FM or 1490 AM on the TuneIn app. We look forward to being with you again here from KNEL.